In 1953, the U.S. government was building the Hale Observatory in Mount Palomar in California. It was the largest telescope to be built, a 200-inch refracting mirror. And the scientists thought with this telescope, they're going to unlock the secrets of the universe. Be able to see things they never saw before, map out galaxies which were never visible before, and they're going to figure everything out, have it all figured out. That was the year of a Birchas Hachama. Every 28 years there's a Birchas Hachama. I remember Mr. Cheshman that the moment that the Russian put the Chama into the Rekia on the Rebbe, so it comes out to be that same time, every 28-year cycle. So you make a bracha on the Tal Nisan, first 3 hours of the day. If it's not cloudy, you make a bracha on Birchas Chama. I was Zoycha 1981. He said, Birchas Chama together with the Shiva, gift of Shiva, Reb Chaim, tells the Shiva. In 2009, we had the Birchas Chama here. So in 1953, Reb Chaim Michal Tukhachinsky, in honor of the Birchas Chama, put out a sefer called Tzkubas Chama or Birchas. So, because of the halachas, you know, some of the halachas, etc., the Seder, there's no clear Seder, then the Gemara, you say bracha, so. Klai, of course, adds some to them beforehand, and you know, like what we do. So it had that, and it had some mussar in the sefer. So Rechel Michal Tukhachinsky, in his hakdama to this small sefer, he says, when he hears this statement by the scientists that's what they're picturing is going to happen, he responds to it with the following mashal. Says, imagine an extremely large ball. A ball the size of this room. Like a very big ball. And on that ball, there's a speck of dust. So the size of that speck of dust compared to the ball is like, it's millions and millions of times smaller. Speck of dust, in the speck of dust, there's a molecule. In the molecule, there's an atom. In the atom, there's a proton. And on that proton, there's a little guy saying, I'm going to figure out the secrets of the universe. The Milky Way, the solar system, the Earth, North America, California, Mount Palomar. Little guy on top saying, I'm going to figure out the secrets of the universe. He spoke about the gaiva of such a thought process. Torah describes a Moloch coming to attack Klal Yisrael. Moloch comes and attacks Klal Yisrael. If you try to put a label on what they did, the Nazis, Yimach Shmom, that they attacked the Yidden, they killed Yidden. When they say Nishkahat Yiras Shamayim, V'lo Yirei Elokim, they didn't have Yiras Shamayim. Like that's the problem. October 7th, Simchas Torah. The problem is the Hamas. No Yiras Shamayim. That was the problem. The Hemshech Parshas B'Shalach. I'm going to ask you, what's the topic of Parshas B'Shalach? Okay, so Letech Acher B'Midbar Be'eretz L'Zerua. Tremendous madrega of Klal Yisrael. The Parshas B'Sechartil Lo Chesin L'Rayech Abbas Klal Yisayech Letech Acher B'Midbar. Klal Yisrael goes out to the Midbar. Next thing you know, the material coming after that. I believe in Kibor B'Yom Yitzrayim with Katan and Huspa Midbar. Hashem does Atem Hashem Yolachem Lachem Atem Nacharishun Vayimiru Hashem Vamesh Avzai. But you're a bomb in Moshe. Tin a little mind, Manishta. Miach little bosser. It's like memory of, not memory of, the sign of the bear at the end of the parsha. By Yavoy Amalek. Klal Yisrael is tested in Emunah, the clarity of Emunah. The Baal Habira, the Baal of that ball, comes to that little guy on the mountain and says, I'll take care of you. Are you sure? I'm nervous. You know, you think you can handle it? Like, you know, maybe? I can. Once, twice, three times, four times. Emunah is supposed to be so real. It's supposed to be so clear. Like we spoke about, the Emunah is chivs. You live with it. Chazish. There was three Gedolei Bali Musar in his Tekufa, Herb Dessler, Herb Yor, Rabbi Lapian, and you had Rabbi Chatzel. So Chazin Shoyim on Shvachim, the new Pirkei Avos. This is Herb Dessler was a Muna B'Moyach. The cup was constantly thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Thinking, understanding, depth of understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mithil Yov, the depths of the Machshava about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, etc. Rabbi Lapian was Emunah B'Lev. He mentions again, Kula Hearts. So in Chatzkel, it says, it was Emunah B'Chush. You can untap in the Emunah, you could touch it. You went to Rabbi Chatzkel, the Bershom was real. He was there. Klal Yisrael is the Marsha wants from Klal Yisrael. Tzadim wants to Yichya. It's a Ketachos Kol Torah Kula we spoke about. It's a Klal Yisrael to come to live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's so real. We can untap him with the hand. Klal Yisrael, Vayamina Vashem Moshe Abdo, Klal Yisrael had a Muna. They had a Muna. The Rabban says at the end of Parshas Boy, the tachlis of the whole Torah is from the Nisim Hagluyim to come to Makar Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisim Nistorim. It's to see Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything. Nisim Gluyim, it's easy. Klai Yisrael reached the Madrega by Minu Hashem Moshe Abdoi, and also Yashir. Bershom, the Nisim of Yam Suf, with such a clarity, that Klal Yisrael, Mamash had a clarity of Emunah. The person has an event in their life, and the Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so clear. And then life goes back to its regular grind. The Tachlis of the Nisim Gluyim is the Nisim Mistorim. The Ikir is not the Nisim Gluyim, the Ikir is the Nisim Mistorim. Is to take that idea, take that clarity, take that emunah, take that feeling back with you after you come down the mountain, back into the regular daily life. person has a moment of tefillah, and they have a clarity b'shas tefillah, the Bereshit is there, he's listening, and the Bereshit is the Kol Yachol, and everything is possible, and the Bereshit is interested in him. And then he walks out the door, into goes to work, goes to breakfast, whatever. And you sort of like close it back into the sitter, and you walk away. And the tachlis is to take it with you. The tachlis is the Klai Yisrael should absorb the clarity that nisim nistorim is just a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking. The Baal of that ball comes to that little proton, little guy in the proton, he's one quadrillionth, not even that, one quintillionth of the size, whatever the number is. He says, I'm here for you. Hold on to me. Trust me. That's Tzadik Beb Manasa Yichya. That clarity that the Bershom is there for Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael chaps that they made a mistake. Klai Yisrael does tshuva. And the Bershom, because I'll say the Gedola Saras to the Bas, more than the 55 Nevi'im and Nevi'us, which remind me, the Bershom was reminding me for Klai Yisrael. The Saras to the Bas of Haman, we have no Musik what that means. Hamas took over the UN, and the whole world is controlled by Hamas. Any Jew in the world now is under their rule, and their goal is to eradicate all the Jews. That's what that means. And they have a meeting, and they get together and say, that's it. All the Jews in the world are to be wiped out. There's nowhere to run. There's nobody to help you. There's nothing. And Klai Yisrael chaps, that's not them. It's because we haven't done what we're supposed to be doing. And Klai Yisrael does tshuva. Next thing you walk into the UN, and who's in charge? And Moshe Feinstein is sitting there as the head of the UN. That's what happens. Klai Yisrael really, the whole world is nothing but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Ramban and the end of Parshas Boy, but that's the tachlis of the Nisim Gluyim, is to come to the Nisim Nistorim. The whole thing was Nisim Nistorim. The Parshas didn't open up the heavens. But he realized that this whole thing is a mirage. Or a dead battery. The whole thing is a mirage. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not this reason and that reason. What happens when you get to that moment of clarity? It's such a moment of freedom. There's nothing in the world which controls me, except for my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which I trust in. The Baal Habira comes and says, I'm there for you. Chazal say that Sari Menu didn't have a rechem. And the Bresham tells Avram that he's going to have a child. He says, Be'amin Bashem. He believes it. It's not possible. Chazal say that Avram was an ochre. So he couldn't be involved and she didn't have a rechem. You can have a child, no problem. That's the Madrega of Amunah, of a Rabinu. The Bereshit gives him stalker for that. Rashi, that he deserved the Yesher Kayach for that. That was not Pashut. That's what Klai Yisrael reached at that moment. At that moment, you're so, we spoke about the Yenabi talking, you're so safe and secure. There's nothing which stands in the way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what are you worried about? And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a patch, you know it's a loving father giving you a patch. Rishi used to say over at least once a year about on the Yortzeit. So it entails Chof Tammuz was the day that the Nazis Yimach Shmom went and took the men of the city of Tells and killed them. They took the Rav, tells the Rav, Hashem Yom comes on, Rav Rom Yitzchak Bloch, tells Rosh Yeshiva, tells the Rav. They took him. And the Nazi was hitting him with his head, he crushed his skull with a hammer. So as he was banging the hammer into the head to break through the skull, so he said to, tells the Rav, he says, Herr Rabiner, there are herits. Herr Rabiner. Wo ist dein Gott? Where's your God? And the Eidiria, who survived, said that he said, the Rav said back to him with total menuchas and nefesh. He knows he's being killed. But this, and they're going to wipe out his kehila, his family, his kehila. Since this boy is mein Gott, dein Gott. He's not only my God, he's also your God. And there'll come a time when the whole world will know that. When the Tati gives a shmites, when the Tati claps you. But Rav Pogromansky said, he was in the Kovna Gedda, he says, I don't see Nazis, I don't see Germans, I see Pesukim from Tanakh. Even the moment of a patch, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu doing it. And it's coming from a loving father, so it's a cheshbon. The Friedrich Lubavitcher Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchok, he mentioned he was in Russia under the communist rule. He ran a network of clandestine chedorim and yeshivas. They brought him in for interrogation. They wanted to have, he should form on the who else he's involved with. He refused. They take out a revolver and they put it to his head, and the KGB, the NKVD sells to him, this toy is known to make people talk. So he answered on the spot. He says, that toy works for people which have many gods and only one world. The people who have one God in two worlds doesn't scare them. Purim is emunah b'chush. The simcha of Purim is you're in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's arms. The safety, the security, like we've been talking about. That clarity. Klai Yisrael said it's a tremendously difficult matzav. The inner Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands. He wants us to speak to him. He wants us to do tshuva. But the simcha is that you know you're in the hands of the one who loves you. And even when he's giving you a patch, it's the patch of a loving father. It's a yom tefillah because when you're sitting in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's lap and you see that, you can talk to him so easily. And he's listening. It's a school of the G'day of tefillah. And the school of tefillah is because it comes from a moment of clarity. But the challenge is, it's not the clarity of a gilui, the heavens opening up. It's reading a Megillah and hearing a story. We're going to listen to the Megillah and hear that story. It's the same words in some foreign language. And I have to say, I asked most people after they read the Megillah, do they feel more energized in their emunah? So my son, the Divrei Chaim, he was a young man, overlapped with the Divrei Chaim. He lay in the Megillah in front of the Divrei Chaim. the Reb Chaim said afterwards, says, I never heard somebody say over the story so well as this young man over here. Someone ever read the Megillah, you heard him living the story. It wasn't because it was quick, it wasn't because it was melodious, it wasn't because it was, he had these kinetics. He was Pashit, saying over a story. Person went through a personal Yeshua. He says over the story. You get energized by listening to it because he's saying it with such energy, such excitement. It's his story. And you know what? You're his best friend and you heard that story 1,000 times. And he says it with the same energy every single time. And you get energized because it's the feeling which is being said, that's being said with. It's a true story. It's my story. It's happened to me. I felt those emotions. It's not a song. It's a challenge for us to feel those emotions. Picture what it means to live in a world controlled by Hamas, who made a decree in the UN that you're going to wipe out every single Jew. Imagine the simcha when that's turned over and Moshe Feinstein is now the head of the UN. That's what we're talking about. That's the simcha of Purim. The Bershom, the world is ridiculous. It's nothing there anymore. It's a veil over. And that clarity that you're living in a world which is just the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's so safe. That's the tachlis of the whole Torah, the Ramban says. The tachlis of the Nisim Gluyim is to come to be Makar Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Nisim Nistorim. Purim is not bought to Lassid Lavai. Because Purim is the purpose of the whole world. Not a Kriyas Yamsuf. That's Nisim Gluyim. Not Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. The Nisim Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. That's all Hechatimsis of the Ramban, to get to the clarity of understanding what it means in Nes Purim, what it means to live in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world every single second. Everything is a Nes. Everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu doing it. And he's so available. And it's so safe and so secure. And we hope we touch on that sometimes during a tefillah. But our invite is to take the moment of that clarity with us out the door. And it's a tremendous challenge. I tell you the story. Once I was going through this difficult financial situation, and we needed money, very difficult. And I started saying, Ashrei, Pesach Yisudecho. And I said, it's not making me relaxed. I should be relaxed. Whatever it's supposed to be is going to be. So what am I worried about? But if I don't believe the Pesukim, why are you saying it? Why are you saying it? Just don't say it. You don't believe it. Don't say it. So say it till you feel it, till it goes in. Pesach Yisudecho must be the Chol Chai Ratzon, once, twice. And that moment of clarity, of relaxing, it's in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. I trust him. Whatever it's going to be, it's supposed to be. It's good. There's nothing to worry about. We have like moments of that. Klai Yisrael had that clarity second day of Pesach. Klai Yisrael carried that clarity all the way with them until Purim. That's why they were in Hatzeiach. It wasn't a moment of clarity. It's 11 months later and they're still living with that same clarity. We have that Yerusha. That in Purim we can touch into that clarity. Not just for Purim, but to take Purim with us. To take the clarity of Purim, that the Baruch Hashem is in control of the world. You read through the Megillah, and the purpose of the Megillah going says is to each pasuk is to be clarify another kinetic of the Baruch Hashem's hidden hand. That's how you read the Megillah. what's this part of the story telling me? How is it showing Kadosh Baruch Hu's control and care and concern? Again and again and again. So it starts going in. You know what? The Bashem runs the world. You know what? He cares. You know what? He's there for me. You know what? I'm relaxed. And that state of simcha, that relaxation is the moment of simcha purim. And the hope is we take that with us. The goal is we take that with us. Resamach gula legula. That Pesach, the clarity of the nisim gluyim, was changed into the clarity of the nisim nistorim. And this gula brought that gula. The point which it seems to be the darkest, the furthest point from the clarity of Nisan. Purim is all the way away, Haman said. It's great, it's the last month of the year. It's so far removed from the clarity of the Nisan William. And Christ was able to bring that clarity all the way from there to there. And that generates the Nisan William, Bez Hashem, of Mashiach.